Good evening, or good afternoon.
下午好。
I'm already confused.
我有一点混淆。
Last night we spoke about the exceeding great and precious promises.
昨天晚上我们讲到神啊极大美好的应许。
One of those great promises is this.
有一个的应许是这样的。
Whenever His Word is opened,His word will never return unto him void.
当他的话语被打开的时候，他的话绝不突然返回。
This is a tremendous promise.
这是个极大的应许。
His word is living.
他的话是活的。
His word is operative.
他的话是有功效的。
His word is sharper than any two-edged sword.
他的话比两刃的利剑都要锋利。
Dividing asunder soul and spirit,
是可以把灵与魂分开。
Discerning the thoughts and the intents of the heart,
可以把我们的心里的心思意念分开。
We have this exceeding great promise,
我们有这样极大的应许。
That His word will never return to Him void.
他的话绝不突然返回。
In that we should rejoice.
我们为此来感谢和欢乐。
The second thing we ought to think about this afternoon is this.
今天下午我们第二点要想到的是。
My brother Freedom always reminds me that it's a privilege to be gathered together in the presence of the Lord.
朱弟兄常常提醒到我们，我们在主的面前聚集是何等的有恩典。
Do we consider it a privilege?
我们是不是觉得这是一个特权
Is coming together with God's people in the presence of the Lord something of a privilege to us?
对我们来说在神的面前与他的儿女一同聚集是不是我们的特权
I believe if we have that kind of heart, He can speak to us.
当我们有这样的一个感觉的时候神就可以向我们讲话。
So let's turn to the word once again.
当我们再一次打开神的话。
Romans 8, we'll just read 28 and 29.
罗马书第八章二十八、二十九节。
I think by now you know these are our theme verses.
我想你们知道呢，这两节是我们大会的这主题。
Romans 8:28,
二十八节。
But we do know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to purpose, because whom He has foreknown, He is also predestinated.To be conformed to the image of his son, so that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
I'd like to read another few tremendous verses.
我愿意再读几处非常重要的经文。
First John chapter 3,
约翰一书第三章
1 through 3,
第一到第三节
See what love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God. For this reason, the world knows us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we children of God, and what we shall be has not yet been manifested.We know that if or when He is manifested, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. And everyone that has this hope in Him purifies himself even as He is pure.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。我们也真是他的儿女世人所以不认识我们是因未曾认识他亲爱的弟兄啊我们现在是神的儿女将来如何还未显明但我们知道主若显现我们必要向他因为必得见他的真体凡向他有这些指望的就洁净自己像他洁净一样
Let's once again have a word of prayer
我们再有一点祷告
Dear Lord Jesus, we count it such a privilege to come to you.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们何等的有这样的特权来到你面前。
Just as we heard from our brother Marco, we know that seeing you face to face is the secret.
我们像我们刚才弟兄所交通到的，我们和你面对面是何等的
Unless the Lord Jesus is unveiled to us by the Holy Spirit, this time will be of no value.
除非你借着圣灵向我们显现，主，我们这个时间就没有功效。
So we ask you, Lord Jesus,
主啊，我们来求你
by the Spirit of God to unveil yourself to us tonight.
用圣灵来向我们大家开启你自己。
We thank you that the Father is pleased to reveal His beloved Son.
我们谢谢你，父神愿意来把你自己向我们显现。
And we confess our need is to see you in a living way.
我们承认我们所需要的就是要在活的生命当中看到你。
Only in that way will we be conformed to your image.
只有这样我们才能够被磨成你的形象。
Only in that way will we be changed from glory to glory.
只有这样我们才能荣上加荣。
So we ask you, Lord, to reveal yourself this afternoon.
主，我们求你向我们今天下午向我们显现。
We humble ourselves.
我们愿意谦卑到你面前。
We say once again, like Peter.
我们再一次像彼得这样讲。
Thou alone hast the words of eternal life.
只有你有永生之道。
Unless you speak, there is no value.
除非你说，我们就没有什么价值。
So once again, we say, Lord.
主，我们再一次这样讲。
Speak.
请说
Your servant heareth.
你仆人静听
And we ask this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉你宝贵的名求 Amen.
Well, I think by now you know what the theme of the weekend is.
我想大家都知道这个周末的我们的主题是什么
It's this phrase from Romans 8:28.
是在罗马书第八章二十八节
Conformed to the image of his son.
是磨成神儿子的形象
or we could say changed into his likeness
或者说是效法他儿子的模样
as I said last night there's probably not a more important subject in the word of God
我昨天讲到可能没有比这个主题更重要的
this subject tells us what the purpose of God is
这个主题就告诉我们神的
As we read in Romans 8:28, this tells us what is behind all things.
当我们读罗马书八章二十八节的时候，我们就知道万事的背后有这样的旨意。
In other words, behind all things is a very great purpose.
也就是说，在万事的后面都有一个极大的目的。
We should no longer be tempted to use these verses as some sort of general encouragement.
我们不应该用这句话来作为一个一般的鼓励。
But the Spirit of God should open our eyes to see the great purpose in His Son.
神的灵应该开启我们这句话背后是他儿子是他的永远的旨意。
It's a Christ-centered purpose.
是基督是我们的中心。
All of God's purpose has to do with His Son.
神的旨意都与他儿子发生关系。
He's to be heir of all things.
他要成为万有的继承者。
Everything is to be summed up in Christ.
他要在万有要在基督里同归。
Colossians tells us he's to have the first place in all things.
哥罗西书讲到他要做万有的元首。
And we read in the letter to Ephesians
我们读到以弗所书
that he is to be all and in all.
他是在万有之中。
Now how much more comprehensive than you can get than that?
这是不是非常的全面呢?
It is a Christ-centered purpose.
只是基督以中为中心的旨意。
You know, often we think everything centers around us.
我们常常把以自己为中心。
When we read the Bible, we're always looking for what's in it for me.
我们读圣经的时候常常偏向于为我们自己读。
Now I'll tell you, there's a lot in the Bible for you.
在圣经中确实有很多对我们有好处的。
But what we should be looking for in the Bible is what is God's purpose.
但是我们在圣经中更应该学习的是神的旨意。
You know,our brother Stephen has said something, brother Stephen Kong has said something to me that has made a very deep impression.
曾经有江守道弟兄这样讲给我一很深的印象。
He said the problem with the people of God is this.
他讲到神儿女的问题是这样。
We are need-centered.
我们是以我们自己的需要为中心。
Everything revolves around us.
我们是以我们自己为中心。
And we need to be purpose-centered.
我们应该以神的旨意为中心。
That's the importance of these two verses, Romans 8:28 and 29.
这就是罗马书八章二十八、二十九节的重要性。
All things are working together for good.
万事都互相效力,
but it's all for a very great purpose.
但是这得益处的背后,
I remember seeing a bumper sticker years ago.
在我以前的时候看到有车上有一个小标语。
I was riding towards my house in my car.
我那时候开车到回家。
And this young lady had a bumper sticker on the back of her car.
有一个年轻的女士呢, 在她车上有一个标语。
And it said, I am the center of the universe.
顶上写的是,
I couldn't believe it. You know, I know you might think it.
我想也可能你这么想,
but I couldn't believe you'd actually put it on your car and say, I am the center of the universe. But that's how some people approach the Word of God.
这或许也是反映出我们有些人读圣经的态度。
They say, what's in it for me?
他们总是讲圣经到底对我有什么益处。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
I want to encourage you to approach the Word of God differently.
我愿意来鼓励大家看神的话用不同的方法。
I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to make known to you,
我们应该求圣灵来向我们显明,
to reveal to you the Lord Jesus,
把主耶稣向我们开启。
This is what God's heart is centered in.
这是神的心所在的。
Well, let me give you just a little review.
我们来稍微有一点回顾。
Last night we looked at just three things.
昨天晚上我们看到三个方面。
We began looking at the divine law.
我们看到神圣的律。
And we saw how in the very beginning of the Bible, the divine law is laid out.
我们看到在圣经的
Now this is only to refresh your memory, so I won't go very far with this.
我只是回顾一下, 不会太多的讲。
But that divine law is the law of life.
这个神圣的律就是生命的律。
And when we deal with this matter of being conformed to the image of His Son,
当我们讲到要磨成神儿子形象的时候,
we need to see there's only one way we can be conformed to the image of His Son.
我们要需要看到只有一条路可以到这个到达这个目的。
It's when He puts the life of the Lord Jesus in us.
就是神把他
And then that life of the Lord Jesus grows in us. And over time we are transformed into the very image of the Lord Jesus.
随着时间的变化,
By the Lord the Spirit.
是借着神的灵。
There's this wonderful phrase in the first chapter of Genesis.
在创世纪的第一章有这样的说法。
After their kind.
就是各从其类。
I don't know how many times people have read the book of Genesis and thought that's sort of a meaningless phrase.
有些人读的时候看到这句话就觉得没有什么意义。
But from the beginning it lays out the whole principle of what's in God's heart.
但是圣经一开始就把这个重要的原则向我们开启。
That there would be life.
那就是有生命,
God created life
是神创造的生命,
that would produce life just like itself.
它就会产生生命和这个生命是一样的。
This is true of the whole creation.
这是所有的创世纪中所讲的。
Every bit of life is true of.
是所有的生命都是有这样的现象。
But then, brothers and sisters, this divine law goes much further than that.
神圣的律不仅如此,
because it reveals that man has a particularly special place in the heart of God.
是讲到人在神的创造中有一个特别的意义。
Unlike any animal,
不是像动物,
unlike any bird,
不是像鸟类,
unlike any of the beasts of the field,
不是像野兽,
unlike any creeping thing,
不是像昆虫,
man alone is predetermined to be conformed to the image of God.
只有人是要磨成他儿子的形象。
Now, brothers and sisters, think of that.
只是大家想一想这一点,
what an honor.
这是何等的一个尊贵,
what a purpose.
这是何等的目的,
what a privilege.
是何等的特权,
not even the angels have that privilege.
连天使都没有这样的特权。
Before, created before us.
天使在人之前创造。
Created above us.
是比人要高一些。
Yet they don't have the privilege that you and I have.
但是天使没有这样的特权。
God said, let us make man in our own image after our likeness.
神说我们要按照我们的形象照着我们的样式来造人。
Can you imagine?
你能想象这一点吗?
Man has a very special place in the heart of God.
人在神的心意中是何等的一个特别的位置。
He wants us in the end to be like him.
他在最后他要使我们像他一样。
And he gives his life that we should be like him.
他给我们他的生命像好像好让我们像他一样。
This divine law is nothing but the life of the Lord Jesus.
这个神圣的律就是讲到主耶稣的生命。
Romans 8, 1 and 2 says this.
罗马书第八章一到二节这样讲。
There is then now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
For the law of the Spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
In Christ there's a new law.
在基督里有一个新的律。
And that new law, we're able to be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus.
用这个律我们就可以磨成他儿子的形象。
And then we looked at the divine image.
我们又读到神的像。
We read that from Colossians 1:15,
在哥罗西书一章十五节,
that he is the image of the invisible God.
基督本是那不能看见之神的像。
God only has one image.
神只有一个像。
As a matter of fact, he prohibited the children of Israel from having any other image.
神甚至让以色列人不能做任何的偶像。
We sung that song, that hymn last night.
我们昨天唱了一首诗歌。
Oh, to be like thee.
Oh, 要像基督一样。
It says, Oh, to be like thee.
Oh, 要像主一样。
Oh, to be like thee.
Oh, 要像主一样。
Stamp thine own image deep in my heart.
把你的形象深深地落在我的心中。
Our Lord Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
我们的主耶稣就是神那不能看见的之像。
Image in the scripture means derived likeness.
这个像是讲到衍生出来的。
In other words, everything we have as believers...
我们所有的作为信徒所有的
is derived from the Lord Jesus.
都是从基督耶稣来的。
You don't have it naturally.
我们没有自然的有这种东西。
There was a movie years ago called The Right Stuff.
很多年以前有一个电影。
I think it was about the Apollo astronauts.
是讲到这个宇航的事情。
Spiritually, you don't have the right stuff.
在灵里面我们没有正确的东西。
So therefore, when it comes to being conformed to the image of his son,
所以在磨成神儿子形象这件事上,
it's a derived image.
是从神儿子那而来。
It comes from the Lord Jesus.
是从基督耶稣而来。
It comes into us.
是从那儿进到我们里面。
And it makes us like him.
使得我们能够像他。
That's the second thing we looked at.
这是我们昨天看到第二件事。
Now the third thing we looked at is this.
第三件事。
The divine process.
是一个神圣的过程。
We said this is a process.
我们讲到这是一个过程。
It doesn't happen overnight.
不是一天就做成。
We are conformed from glory to glory, 2 Corinthians says.
我们磨成他儿子形象是从荣上加荣。
It's a lifelong process.
是一个一生的功课。
And he does all the work
神做所有的工作
as the divine workman.
是一个神圣的工。
Not only does he do that,
他不仅这样做
but he gives the divine power by the Holy Spirit to live
his life. 他也借着圣灵把神圣的这个能力赐给我们。
And then we concluded that he gives to us the divine promises.
他也我们也总结到他也给我们这个神圣的应许
The exceeding great and precious promises
那是极大的宝贵的应许
In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 says this
彼得后书第一章这样讲
By these exceeding great and precious promises we become partakers of the divine natureIs that right? 2 Peter 1:4. That's okay.
Someone
has said there are over 10,000 promises in the Bible.
有些人数到在圣经中有超过一万个应许。
Or we need to lay a hold of those divine promises.
我们实在是应该抓住神的应许。
Because it's by the divine promises we're conformed to His image. Well, this afternoon we're going to look at something different. We're
going
to look at likeness produced. Last night we looked at likeness, the likeness purposed.
昨天晚上我们讲到磨成神儿子形象是神的旨意。
But this afternoon, we're going to look at likeness produced.
我们要看到磨成神儿子形象的成就。
Now, here's the point.
我们讲到,
sometimes when we listen to messages like this,
有时候我们听这样的信息的时候,
or sometimes when we go to a conference,
有时候我们去参加会议的时候,
we'll say, that was a great theme.
我们常常讲, 哦, 这是一个何等好的题目。
And it just is a theme.
这只是一个主题而已。
It never gets produced in our life.
但是没有对我们的生命起到影响。
Here is the difference.
这里的不同在这里。
He doesn't just want this to be something purposed.
神不仅让这个磨成神儿子形象是一个他的旨意。
Being conformed to His image, He wants to produce it in our very life.
借着我们的生命的改变, 他要做成这个工作。
In other words, He wants it to become reality in your life.
他要使磨成神儿子形象在我们的生命中成为实际。
It's like the Christians in Antioch, if you read in the book of Acts.
是在像使徒行传中安提阿教会一样。
They knew the Lord so well,
他们知道主是何等的清楚。
That their critics and their enemies began to call Him by a name.
但是神的仇敌却叫他们的名字。
He said of them, they act like Christ.
这些仇敌就说他们像耶稣基督一样。They
look like Christ.
他们看起来像基督。They
must be like Christ.
他们是在做事行事为人像基督。
So they said they are Christians.
所以他们就叫他们基督徒。
That was the name given to the early church from their enemies.
这个名字是神的仇敌给神的儿女的一个名字。
They were so Christ-like.
他们实在是很像主。
That they were called Christians.
所以他们被叫做基督徒。
Can you think of a better accusation?
你能不能想到一个控诉人有更好的控诉?
In them, this thing became a reality.
这就成为一个实际。
They not only understood and believed some purpose,
他们不仅明白也相信这样的一个目的,
but that purpose began to be reproduced in them.
而且这个目的和旨意也在他们身上得到成就。
This is what the Lord is after with all of His people.
这是主要他所有的儿女要达到的。
It is the eternal purpose of God,
这就是神永远的旨意,
that through His people,
可以借着神的儿女,
and to the principalities and powers,
对着这执政的掌权的,
His all various wisdom would be known. This is what we're told in Ephesians. He wants a companion that's just like Him. And then He's after a bride that is just like Him, bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
not only is this a great theme,
这不仅是一个伟大的主题,
but He has made provision for great results.
他也为着我们要达到这个目的也有各样的供应。
Last year when I was here, I shared on Galatians.
去年我到大家这里，我分享到加拉太书。
If you remember what we ended with, it was Galatians 4:19.
我们你要是 记得的话，我们最后的时候是在加拉太书四章十九节。
This was Paul's burden for the churches at Galatia.
这是保罗在加拉太教会里的一个心理的负担。
He said, "My little children,"
他说我小子啊
，"of whom I am again in travail in birth,"
我为你们再受生产之苦
，"until Christ be formed in you,"
只等到基督成形在你们心里。
This is what being conformed to His image is.
这就是讲到磨成神儿子的形象。
Ultimately, Christ is formed in us.
最终，基督要成形在我们心里。
And in our witness is that we are living witness of Christ.
我们的见证就是我们是活的神基督的见证。
It's not what we say so much.
不是我们说多少。
It's who we are.
是我们是怎样的人。
And this is what he is after for the people of God.
这是神目的所要寻求的。
Now, it's interesting. This word formed,
我们讲到这个磨成。
This is the only place in the Bible.
这个成形这个字是在圣经中只有这一次这个地方出现。
This is Paul's burden.
这是保罗的负担。
That Christ would be formed in them.
是讲到基督要在我们里面成形。
And not only is it Paul's burden, this is God's burden.
这不仅是保罗的负担，也是神的负担。
This is what he is after.
这是神所要得到的。
You know, we use a phrase sometime, it's called the end game.
我们常常讲到一个词，是讲到最后的这个终局的比赛。
We do it in business.
我们在我们的生意当中。
We do it in life.
在我们的生活当中。
We say, "What is the end game?"
我们常常讲最终的这个结局是怎样。
Well, the end of everything is that Christ would be formed in us.
我们最终的结局就是基督要成形在我们心。
This is what he is after.
这是神所要得到的。
Now, I prayed much about how to relate this burden of likeness produced.
我为此为这个负担我也祷告，怎样把这个基督成形在我们里面成就讲清楚。
And I was drawn back to this story in Jeremiah 18.
我就想到了在耶利米书第十八章。
It's the story of the potter.
是讲到这个窑匠的故事。
You may remember this story.
你可能还记得这个故事。
Chapter 18, verses, will begin in 1 and go to verse 4.
第一节到第四节。
The word that came to Jeremiah from Jehovah, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house. And there I will cause thee to hear my words." And I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made was marred as clay in the hand of the potter. And he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make.
耶利米书十八章，耶和华的话临到耶利米说，你起来，下到窑匠的家里去，我在那里要使你听我的话。我就下到窑匠的家里去，正与他转轮做器皿，窑匠用泥做的器皿在他手中做坏了，他又用这泥另做别的器皿，窑匠看怎样好就怎样做。
This is what it means to be conformed to the image of God's Son.
这里就正讲到我们如何磨成神儿子的形象。
The potter is, it says he wrought a work upon the wheel.
这里讲到窑匠是在他转轮的地方做器皿。
Now you may not know how a potter makes a pot.
你可能不清楚这个窑匠怎么做窑器。
Because you may go to Pottery Barn and buy your pot.
你也可能是去这个商店里去买这个窑器。
But what the potter does is he turns this clay upon the wheel.
这个做成的过程却是这个窑匠要在这个转轮上来做。
And he compresses the clay from the outside.
他要把这个泥的外面施加一个压力。
And then he puts his hand with inside the vessel.
同时他要把手放在里面施加压力。
And he forms the clay from the inside.
他要从里面和外面把这个陶器能够成型。
So this gentle hand of pressure on the outside.
一个非常柔和的手从外面。
And this gentle hand of pressure on the inside.
从里面也有柔和的手来一起。
And by that work, He molds that pot into the image that He wants it to be.
这样礼位，他就可以使这个器皿成型成他所要的。
This is exactly what we're talking about.
这正是我们所要讲的。
When it comes to being conformed to His image,
讲到要磨成神儿子的形象。
It's the same thing.
这是同样的道理。
With the church and with individuals,
对于教会，对于我们个人。
You are upon the potter's wheel.
你是在这个窑匠的转轮上。
And He's working on the outside.
神在外面做工。
And He's working on the inside.
神也在里面做工。
And what He doesn't want to happen is this.
神不想成就的是这样。
He doesn't want the clay to mar in His hand.
他不愿意这个器皿在他手中做坏。
So we'll sort of use this as our pattern for this afternoon.
我们也可以用这个作为一个比喻。
I believe it gives us real understanding of what it means to be conformed to the image of God's Son.
我相信这个比喻呢，就会帮助我们理解如何磨成神儿子的形象。
That outward pressure is the loving hand of circumstances.
这外面的这个力量就是讲到神在他的爱中给我们预备的外面的环境。
That inward hand is the Holy Spirit working within us to mold us to His image.
这个里面的柔和的手是讲到神用圣灵在我们里面做工。
Together through the outward circumstances.
两边一起借着外面的环境，
and that inner pressure,
借着里面的，
He makes us into what He wants to make us.
神就可以把我们做成他所要的。
And finally, the only secret to being made,
最后这个唯一的一个秘诀，
is not to stiffen in His hand.
就是我们不要硬着颈项。
Not to mar in His hand.
不要在他手中被做坏。
Like it says of that first vessel, it marred in His hand.
在刚才我们读的讲到他手中的第一个器皿做坏了。
I believe this speaks of the cross.
我想这实在是讲到十字架。
We need to voluntarily yield ourselves to the Lord Jesus.
我们应该自愿的来顺服我们的主。
And allow Him to do this work.
让我们的主在我们身上做工。
If we stiffen,
当我们硬着颈项的时候。
If we react,
当我们有一点的不顺从的时候，
if we don't give ourselves to Him,
若是我们不把我们自己交在他手中，
then we can mar in His hand.
我们也可能在他手中就会做坏。
And He may have to start over.
他也可能要重新再做。
I praise the Lord in this story, He didn't give up.
我们赞美主在这个故事中呢，神没有放弃。
So this is what we're going to be dealing with this afternoon.
这就是我们今天下午要讲到的。
First of all, conform to His by our circumstances.
我们讲到要磨成他儿子的形象，要借着外面的环境。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you know this.
弟兄姊妹，你是不是知道？
But your circumstances are the very thing God uses to conform you to the image of His Son.
你知道，你一切的环境都是神要用来把你做成他儿子的形象。
That's what Romans 8:28 means.
这就是罗马书八章二十八节所讲到的。
But we know that all things work together for good.
因为我们知道万事互相效力。
To those who love God,
叫爱神的人得益处。
And are called according to His purpose.
按照他旨意被召的人。
This is the outward circumstance.
这就是讲到我们外面的环境。
Somehow in God's great design,
神用他这个非常伟大的设计，
He has chosen to use the outward circumstances,
他就用外面的环境，
that come into our life,
在我们的生命中，
to mold us,
来把我们磨，
into the image of the Lord Jesus,
来磨成他儿子的形象。
Circumstances are a vital component to our being conformed.
外面的环境是对于我们磨成神儿子的形象是非常的重要。
I think sometimes we so react at our circumstances.
我们常常对于环境有一个反应。
But God in His mercy,
但是在神的怜悯中，
and God with His loving hand,
神就用他爱的手，
controls our circumstances.
他来控制一切的环境。
And with just the right amount of pressure,
就用一个非常恰当的一个压力，
uses our circumstances,
用我们的一环境
to mold us into His image.
把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
That's what the story of the potter's wheel means.
这就是讲到窑匠转轮的故事。
Our brother Oswald Chambers said this. We are not responsible for the circumstances we are in.
我们对我们自己的环境不需要负责。
But we are responsible for the way we allow the circumstance to affect us.
但是我们对于这个环境怎么影响我们，我们是有责任的。
We can allow them to get on top of us.
我们可以让这个环境胜过我们。
Or we can allow them to transform us.
我们也可以让环境改变我们。
Into what God wants us to be.
是改变成神所要我们改变的。
Brothers and sisters, that's the great plan of God.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神伟大的计划。
He's in our circumstances.
神在我们一切的环境中。
He uses our circumstances.
他用这些环境。
All things work together for those that love God and are called according to His purpose.
我们知道万事都互相效力，叫爱神的得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
The question is this.
这个问题是这样的。
Will we allow our circumstances to mar us?
我们是不是要让环境把我们弄坏？
Or will we allow those circumstances to conform us and form us to the image of the Lord?
还是我们要使这些环境让主耶稣坐在我们，把耶稣的神像坐在我们里面。
I think in this we need to be very merciful.
我们应该蛮有怜悯。Because
I think this is a loving hand.
因为我们知道这个神的手是充满了爱的手。I
think this is a gentle hand.
神的手实在是非常的温柔。
I think with His hand He is forming us in a loving way.
他用他的手用爱把我们做成。
And He uses everything to do it.
他用所有的事情来做成。
I think sometimes we can be so hard on one another.
我们常常对于我们弟兄姊妹非常的强硬。
There's a phrase we use.
我们常常用一句话。
We say, get over it.
我们常常说一边去吧。
But God in His mercy
但是神用他的怜悯,
is slowly making us into His image.
他非常忍耐地把我们做成他的形象。
And then both on the inside, He's forming us into that vessel.
他也用里面的这个工作来做成。
Chambers said this.
我们Chambers弟兄也这样讲。
One of the last things we learn is that God engineers our circumstances.
有一件我们最终明白的事情，就是神用到这一切的环境。
We do not believe He does.
我们有时候不相信他这样。
We say we do.
我们说我们相信。
And then He had this counsel. He said, "Never look for second causes."
讲到我们不要看有第二个原因。
If you do, you will be wrong.
我们要看第二个原因，我们就会错的。We
blunder when we look at our circumstances as secondary.
我们要看我们的环境是次要的，我们就错了。And
then our brother in great wisdom did this.
我们这个弟兄在神的智慧中这样讲。He
quoted Romans 8:28.
他就来引用罗马书第八章二十八节。He
said, "And we know."
他说我们知道。That
all things work together.
万事互相效力,
for good to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. Brothers and sisters, our circumstances are the very thing He uses to make us in His image.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的环境就是正是神要用到，要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
God does not always change your circumstances.
神不一定常常改变环境。
He can change your circumstances.
他有时候也改变我们的环境。
Praise God, we should look to Him and He may change our circumstances.
赞美主，他有时候会改变我们的环境。
But He doesn't always change our circumstances.
但是他并不总是改变我们的环境。
I think the secret is this.
我知道这秘诀是在这儿。
That in our circumstances,
在我们的环境中,
whether He changes them or not,
他是不是要改变,
we would know that loving hand of God conforming us to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible talks about many people, men and women,
圣经中讲到很多的人，男的女的,
who went through extraordinary circumstances.
他们经过了非常多的非常非常的环境。
You can think of Abraham.
你可以想到亚伯拉罕。
How he was transformed from Abraham to Abraham.
你看到他从亚伯兰到亚伯拉罕的改变。
The glory of God changed him and he began to be one that knew God's ways.
神的荣耀就是他改变，是他知道神的路是怎样。
Or you can think of David, the little shepherd boy.
你也可能想到大卫那个放羊的孩童。
And how he became a man after God's own heart.
他如何成为合神心意的人。
And all the things he went through.
他所经过的一切的苦难。
In the name of the Lord.
是在基督的名下的一切的苦难。
There's a psalm.
有一个诗篇
Psalm 4 and verse 1
诗篇第四篇第一节
Second part
第二部分
In pressure thou hast enlarged me
我在困苦中你曾使我宽广
In pressure thou hast enlarged me
我在困苦中你曾使我宽广
Brothers and sisters, I think this is the secret to being conformed.
弟兄姊妹们这就是一个被改变的一个秘诀
David, who was a man after God's own heart.
大卫那个合神心意的人
He knew a secret.
他知道一个秘诀
He knew that his circumstances could be used of God.
他知道他的环境是被神所使用
And his testimony was in pressure, thou hast enlarged me.
他的见证就是在困苦中神使他宽广。
I remember this verse so well.
我记得这个经节如此的清楚。
Was it because it came to me at a time of deep testing?
这个经节是在我有一个试炼的时候。
And I saw this was a secret.
我知道这个经节就是我的秘诀。
He can do something through pressure that he could do in no other way.
他用到这个有压力的困苦的环境可以做成他的工作
I remember when Linda and I were first married
当我和我的妻子刚结婚的时候
She had a pressure cooker
她有一个可以用高压锅
I don't know if you still have pressure cookers
我们现在是不是还可以使用高压锅
But it was this pot that she had
这就是一个锅
And you would put the top on it and you would lock the top in place.
就是你把盖儿放在锅上把它拧紧。
And then when she would cook a roast and beans,
它可以来做这些豆类的食物。
It would cook better and faster than in any other way.
这样的做这个豆子的时候就可以又快又好的做成
That pressure did something that nothing else could do.
那个高压锅里面的压力就是非常好的起到作用
And that roast was the best roast we had.
那个做成的这个食物就是最可口的
I hope you understand the principle.
我希望你能够知道这个原则
It's through pressure.
是借着压力
It's in our circumstances that God does something.
是借着我们的这个环境神来做工
It's where he has placed you.
是神把你放在哪里
He engineers your very circumstances so you would be conformed to his image.
他来安排这些环境来让我们能够磨成他儿子的形象
I remember getting a book years ago.
我记得很多年以前我得到一本书
The author was Paul Bilheimer.
有个叫保罗 Bilheimer 的弟兄写的。
The title of the book was this.
这个书的名字是这样。
Don't waste your sorrows.
不要把你的这些的困苦浪费。
It's a strange title.
是一个非常奇怪的名字。
We don't even want sorrows.
我们常常不愿意这些的困苦临到我们。
What do you mean, don't waste your sorrow?
什么意思呢？我们不要浪费我们这些困苦。
But he understood something so few believers understand.
但是我相信这个作者呢，是很多人明白一点，是很多人不明白的。
The subtitle of that book is this.
这个书的一个副标题是这样。
New insight into God's eternal purpose.
就是讲到我们进入神荣耀旨意的一个秘诀
For each Christian In the midst of life's greatest adversities. Let me ask you this.
我来问你们,
do you know the loving outer hand of pressure molding you?
你是不是明白在外面有神的手来,
do you know it?
你是不是明白呢?
Is he working in your life?
他是不是在我们的生命中做工作?
Is he molding you according to his image?
神是不是按照他的形象来, 操练我们?
If you don't allow him to do this,
你要是不允许神这样做,
you will never be conformed to his image.
你永远也不能够, 被磨成神儿子的形象。
As a matter of fact,
实际上,
the word affliction, the Greek word affliction,
这个希腊的这个艰难困苦这个字
means pressure.
就是讲到有压力。
So God uses our circumstances.
所以神用到我们的环境。
Don't ever forget this.
我们不要忘记这一点。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians 11:24 through 30.
我们看到哥林多后书,
here's
第11章,
here's the Apostle Paul.
这就是保罗他的经历。
The Apostle Paul, let me cut to the chase.
我们来简单的讲到,
the Apostle Paul knew extraordinary suffering.
保罗经历了很多艰难困苦。
Now I'm not suggesting that you're going to go through extraordinary suffering. You may never go through suffering.
我并不是建议你会要经历这些,但是呢,我是讲到这个原则。
But the Bible often uses worst case to illustrate.
但是圣经常常用最艰难的环境来说明。
Now do you understand worst case?
你知不知道一个最困难,最坏的情形?
Is that a phrase you've heard?
你有没有听到这个词?
Worst case is a phrase I live with every day. It doesn't mean my life's worst case, Linda. I didn't mean that at all.
我不是讲到我生活中有什么特别大的艰难困苦。
But my profession as a structural engineer has everything to do with worst case.
但是我的工作呢，作为这个结构工程师，我要来处理这个最坏的情形。
When we design a building, we always have to design for the worst possible case.
当我们来设计这个建筑物的时候，我们要设计到它能够承受最坏的情形。
We take this building and we put all the loads in the building.
我们要拿到这个建筑，我们就要把这个最重的压力放上。
And then we move the loads around in the building.
我们会把这些压力再分散到各处。
To make the worst conditions in the space.
这样预备的时候，使得这个工程或者这个建筑物承受极大的压力。
And not only do we do that,
我们不仅这样做,
then we blow on the building with hurricane force winds if you're in the hurricane region.
我们有时候也试验用这个像那个飓风一样的风的压力来吹这个建筑物。
It's the worst case.
这样就做成一个最坏的情形。
And then if that's not enough, we hit it with the biggest earthquake we can hit it with.
我们有时候也用这个最大的地震的这个系数啊，这些情形来检验这个建筑物。
And the code tells us how to put these things in the worst possible combination.
我们就按照这个该检测的，按照这个最坏的情形来试验这个建筑。
That's what the Apostle Paul is.
这就是保罗所经历的一切。
He went through extraordinary suffering.
保罗实在经历了非常大的艰难困苦。
It doesn't mean you'll go through extraordinary suffering.
不是说你们也需要经历这些艰难。
Don't be so melancholy. Don't be so depressed.
不要觉得灰心丧胆。
Actually, God is encouraging us with this.
神实在是借着这个要来鼓励我们。
If this one has the absolute worst circumstances,
说是保罗经历这样最大的艰难困苦,
and God can bring him through and make him into his image,
神却借着这些使保罗成为他儿子的形象的话,
then he can bring you through,
那么神也可以借着我们的,
and conform you to his image,
使得我们也成为他儿子的形象。
2 Corinthians chapter 11,
哥林多后书11章,
beginning at verse 24,
第24节开始,
to verse 30,
第三到第三十节,
From the Jews, five times have I received stripes, have I received 40 stripes, save one. Thrice have I been scourged, once have I been stoned, three times have I been shipwrecked, a night and a day I passed in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of rivers, in perils of robbers, in perils from my own race, in perils from the nation, in perils in the city, in perils in the desert, in perils on the sea, in perils among false brethren, in labor and toil, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides those things that are without, the crowd of cares pressing on me daily, the burden of all the assemblies. And then he said this extraordinary thing. He said, Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is stumbled and I burn not? If needful to boast, I will boast in the things which concern my infirmity.
被犹太人鞭打五次，每次四十，减去一下，被棍打了三次，被石头打了一次，遇着船坏三次，一昼一夜在深海里，又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险、盗贼的危险、同族的危险、外邦人的危险、城里的危险、矿野的危险、海中的危险、假弟兄的危险、受劳碌、受困苦。 多次不得睡，又饥又渴，多次不得食，受寒冷，赤身露体。除了这外边的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒，我不焦急呢？我若必须自夸，就夸那关乎我软弱的事便了。
Brothers and sisters, I hope you see this.
弟兄姊妹，我希望你能够看到这个。
Here is one who went through the worst possible circumstances.
这里有一位是经历了一切最坏的情形。
And yet God encourages us by this.
但是神借着这些来鼓励我们。
That all of your circumstances,
就是我们所有的环境,
no matter how extreme,
不论环境如何的险恶,
no matter how difficult,
不论这些环境怎样极端,
can be used to conform you to the image of the Lord Jesus.
都可以被神使用磨成他儿子的形象。
This is the lesson of the Apostle Paul.
这就是保罗的功课。
And he concluded by saying, Who is weak and I am not weak?
他总结就说, 有谁软弱我不软弱呢?
Who is stumbled and I burn not?
有谁跌倒我不焦急呢?
If it is needful me to boast, I will boast rather in the things concerning by infirmity.
我若必须自夸，就夸那关乎我软弱的事便了。
You know, when Paul was saved, he was told something by Ananias.
在保罗起初得救的时候，亚拿尼亚对他这样讲。
I think it's a strange thing to be told in the beginning.
我想在一开始的时候这样讲实在有点奇怪。
Suppose when you were saved, God came to you and told you what God told Paul.
若是你在起初得救的时候，神也像告诉保罗一样告诉你这样同样的话。
He said you're going to be an elect vessel.
他讲到你要成为神特别拣选的器皿。
That part you would like.
你就会非常的喜欢。
You would think, look at me. God told me I'm going to be an elect vessel.
我们会这样讲，看我是神所特别拣选的器皿。
Look at Acts 9:15-16.
我们看《使徒行传》第9章第15、16节。
This was his introduction to the Lord Jesus.
这是保罗被介绍给耶稣基督。
For this man is to be an elect vessel to me.
主对亚拿尼亚说：“你只管去。”
To bear my name before both nations and kings.
他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王，并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
And the sons of Israel.
并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
And I will show him how much he must suffer for my name.
我也要指示他为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
He was an elect vessel.
他是被特别拣选的器皿。
A vessel of suffering.
是拣选器皿用来受许多的苦难。
That he might know more than anyone else.
他可以知道比其他人更知道。
The grace of God that was inexhaustible.
就是神的恩典没有办法穷尽。
You remember the story, he was given even a thorn in the flesh.
他甚至也在他肉体中加了一个刺。
It even says a messenger of Satan.
是从这个撒旦来的这个差役所加给他的。
Can you imagine a servant of God given a messenger of Satan?
你能不能想象神的仆人在他的身上有一个撒旦来的这个差役。
And he appealed to God. He said, "Take this from me."
他向神呼求，把它拿去。
But there was one lesson.
但是有一个功课。
And that one lesson is this.
这个功课就是
"My grace is sufficient for thee."
我的恩典足够你使用。
It is through the circumstances.
是借着这环境。
That Paul was conformed to the image of his beloved Lord Jesus.
保罗就能成磨成他所爱的主耶稣的形象。
This is the secret.
这就是秘诀。
This is what that outer loving hand of the potter is.
这就是陶匠他外面那个温柔的手所做的。
Paul wrote to the Roman believers.
保罗向罗马的信徒这样讲。
In chapter 5, verse 3.
在第五章第三节这样讲。
He said, and not only that, but we also boast in our tribulations. Can you imagine? Knowing that our tribulation works endurance, and endurance experience, and experience hope, and hope does not make ashamed.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。盼望不至于羞耻。
He boasted in his tribulations.
他在患难中也夸口。
Or to the Corinthian believers, he said this.
他对哥林多的信徒这样讲。
2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18.
在哥林多后书的。
For our momentary and light affliction, remember that word affliction means pressure.Works for us a surpassing and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things seen, but the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are for a time, but those that are not seen are eternal.
我们这至暂至轻的苦处，我们这里的苦处就讲到压力啊，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
All of our forefathers knew the secret of circumstances.
我们的前辈都知道苦难的作用。
How we buck against our circumstances.
我们如何来面对这些的苦难。
Brothers and sisters, if I can encourage you this weekend,
弟兄姊妹，若是我能够鼓励你们，
let me encourage you in this way.
我来这样，这个周末来这样来鼓励你。
Say, Lord, wherever you put me, keep me.
主，你把我放在哪里，你就来使得我能站立得住。
Let that outward hand of pressure mold me to the image of the Lord Jesus.
主，你让这个外边的环境能够使我磨成你儿子的形象。
Don't let me run away.
不要让我来逃跑。
Don't let me get away.
不要让我在环境中逃跑。
Don't let me mar in your hand.
不要把我在你的手中做坏了。
This is the secret.
这是一个秘诀。
Peter said this.
彼得这样讲。
In 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7.
在彼得前书第一章第六第七节。
Wherein you exult for a little while at present, if needed, put to grief by various trials, that the proving of your faith is much more precious than gold which perishes, though it be proved with fire, be found to the praise and glory and honor in the revelation of Jesus Christ.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
The proving of your faith more precious than gold which perishes.
我们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更加宝贵。
I can't tell you how many times lately I've heard the ad buy gold.
我经常会最近听到这样的一个广告
Have you,
说到这个金子
Have you seen it?
你有没有看到
It's everywhere
是 每个地方都有
It's on the radio
是 在这个radio 上
It's on television
是在电视中
You would think the secret is to all of us to go out and buy gold
你就会要听信这些的话你就会愿意去买金子
In the bad economy, they say just you should have more gold.
在一个坏的经济情况下，我们应该多多的来积攒金子。
But the apostle said the proving of your faith is more precious than gold.
但是使徒保罗这样讲，我们的信心，彼得这样讲，我们的信心既被试验，就比金子更加可贵。
Though it be tried by fire.
只要用火来试验。
I don't know what fire you're in.
我不知道你是不是在火之中。
But the fire is not for your undoing.
这个火不是要来毁灭你。
The fire is for your refining.
这个火是要把你炼净。
It's the only way gold is refined.
这是金子要被提炼的一个特别的过程。
To that lukewarm church Laodicea,
对于老底家这样不冷不热的教会
John the Apostle said this,
使徒约翰这样讲
In 3:18
在启示录第三章第十八节
I counsel thee to buy of me gold purified with fire
我劝你向我买火炼的金子叫你富足
That is our circumstances
这就是我们的环境
That is the outward loving hand of pressure
这是我们外面神的爱的手给我们施加的压力。
That is the thing God wants to use to make you in the image of His beloved Son.
这就是神要用来把我们磨成他儿子形象的工具。
This is the story of the potter.
这就是陶匠的故事。
Now there's a second point.
还有另一部分。
Not only are we conformed by our circumstances,
不仅我们借着环境被神改变,
but we are conformed by the Comforter.
我们也借着这个保惠师得到改变。
In other words, the potter has two hands.
就是说到这个陶匠有两只手。
One is on the outside,
一只手在外面。
And then there's another one deep on the inside.
另一手是在深深的在里面。
And he won't put so much pressure that he'll crush the pot.
他若是用太大的劲，这个陶器就会毁灭。
And he resists that outside pressure with the pressure from the inside.
他用这个里面的手来拖住外面的压力。
Yeah, this is not a pottery class. I hope you're not mistaken.
我们今天讲不是讲陶器的。
This is to use the illustration that God told Jeremiah to look at.
这是我们用到。耶利米书中的这个用来做个比方
to make some sense about how we as the people of God are conformed to his image
是来让我们明白我们作为神的儿女怎么磨成他儿子的
there's that support from the inside
就是讲到在里面有一个支撑
forming from the inside
在里面也开始
hidden away
在里面是看不见的
but doing the internal work
但是在里面做工
To me, this is the Comforter.
这就是那个保惠师圣灵的作用。
To me, this is the Holy Spirit.
这就是讲到圣灵。
Circumstances from the outside.
外面有环境。
The Holy Spirit on the inside.
里面有圣灵。
All working together in concert.
两边都一同的工作。
Making us into the very image of the Lord Jesus Christ.
把我们磨成神。儿子基督耶稣的形象。
Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 and 18.
在哥林多后书三章十七节。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, but where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, looking on the glory of the Lord with unveiled face, are transformed according to the same image. Remember that.From glory to glory, even as by the Lord the Spirit.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
The Holy Spirit comes into the believer. And on the inside of the believer, he's transforming you from inside out.
这个在里面的圣灵就从我们里面做改变，把我们从里面变到外边。
If it were only the pressure from the outside,
若只是在外面有压力,
the vessel would collapse.
这个器皿就会被弄坏。
But God in His mercy put something inside of us.
但神在他的怜悯中，在里面他放了。
And that is God the Holy Spirit.
把圣灵放在里面。
Can you imagine a greater thing?
你可不可以想象有更比这更大的事情?
You are a human being.
你是人。
But God the Holy Spirit comes into you. Can you imagine?
但是神 三位一体的神圣灵进到你的里面。
God the Holy Spirit takes up residence in you.
神的圣灵在你们里面常住。
God the Holy Spirit isn't ashamed to be inside of you.
神的圣灵已在我们里面居住不以为耻。
And He has but one mission.
他只有一个目的。
And that one mission is to carry out the Father's business.
他的任务就是要把父神的旨意。
And in that business, He's conforming us and transforming us into the very image of God's Son. That is the inward hand. That is the story of the potter's wheel. You have in you a resident expert. I didn't know this, but years ago someone told me.
在很多年以前有人告诉我,
I didn't know something, so they told me I could ask an expert.
我不知道一些事情, 所以我就去问一些专家。
They said on your computer you can ask Jeeves.
在你的电脑中呢, 你可以问一个专家, 叫,
I didn't know who Jeeves was.
一个专家叫 Jeeves.
But somehow he's some computer expert.
他是一个关于计算机的专家。
You can ask anything you want.
你可以问他任何的关于计算机的事。
And he may answer it.
他可以回答你。
It may not be right. It may not be right.
也不一定对。
But you can ask him, he will answer.
你问他，他就会回答。
Because somehow someone told me he's a resident expert on the computer.
有人告诉我呢，他是一个计算机方面的专家。
But brothers and sisters, you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Can you imagine?
弟兄姊妹们, 你知不知道你就是圣灵的殿?
The Holy Spirit doesn't dwell off in some far off place.
圣灵不是在一个遥远的地方居住。
God in His mercy and His wisdom put the Holy Spirit, His Spirit, within our being.
神在他的怜悯和智慧中呢，把他的灵
With the executive order, go and change them into my image.
神就向圣灵, 发这样的命令, 就是把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
You know, we often hear about executive orders.
我们常常, 讲到这个, 高级官员,
Every president wants to make his executive orders.
在这个美国的, 这个总统可以下达这样的命令。
And he brings in his people.
他可以来把, 他的百姓带过来,
and he said, see that this gets done.
神可以, 在他的儿女当中来成就他的旨意。
This is what God is doing with the Holy Spirit.
神就是用这样的方式使圣灵来做工。
He's saying, I have given man a special place in my universe.
他说,我把人放在我的万有创造中有一个特别的位置。
Unlike any created thing in all of the universe.
和所有其他受造之物都不一样。
My intention for him is far more glorious than any other thing.
我在他们身上的定义是比一切都更加的尊荣。
And that intention is that in the end he would be just like my only begotten son.
就是在最终的时候, 所有这些人, 能够借着, 能够成为他儿子的形象。
Go and see that it's done.
圣灵, 你去做, 最后做成这样的工作。
This is why the Lord Jesus said what he did before he went to the cross.
当主耶稣, 在上十字架之前, 他这样讲。
In John 14, verse 16 and 17.
在约翰福音的14章16节,
he said, and I will beg the Father, and he will give you another comforter, which means one of the exact same kind.
约翰福音14章, 16节说, 我要求父, 父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
That he may be with you forever. The Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. Because it does not know him. But you know him. For he abides with you. And he shall be in you. I can't imagine a more extraordinary thing. But God the Holy Spirit has come and taken up permanent residence in my heart.
就是, 三位一体的圣灵住在我们的里面, 永远居住在里面。
Can you imagine such a thing?
你能不能想象这样的事情?
This is how it's possible to be conformed to the image of God's only Son.
这就是怎样能够使我们磨成神儿子的形象。
As a matter of fact, before the Lord Jesus, after his resurrection, and before he went back to the Father, he said this.
实际上在主耶稣复活以后, 再回到父神, 宝座那里之前, 他这样讲。
In Acts 1 verse 4,
在使徒行传1章4节,
he told them not to depart from Jerusalem,
他告诉他们门徒不要离开耶路撒冷,
but to await the promise of the Father,
要等候父所应许的,
which says you have heard of me.
就是你们听见我说过的。
This is what he knew was the answer to being conformed.
这是因为他知道这个, 磨成神儿子形象这个答案。
He couldn't leave it up to man.
他可以, 在那个时候, 就这样。
It isn't our business to make it work.
或许讲的, 这个事情的成就, 是不是在乎神?
It's the Holy Spirit Himself.
而是圣灵要做成这样的工作。
Inside of us.
是在我们的里面。
Making us.
要来, 改变我们。
Conforming us to the very image of the Lord Jesus.
是我们磨成他儿子的形象。
It says in John 14:26.
是在约翰福音14章26节。
He shall teach you all things.
圣灵要将一切的事指教你们。
And he will bring you into remembrance of all things which I have said to you.
并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
Not only is he your teacher,
他不仅是你的教师。
But he's to be your guide.
他也是你指教你一切的。
John 16, verse 13.
在约翰福音16章13节。
But when he is come,
只等真理的圣灵来了,
the Spirit of truth,
真理的圣灵,
he will guide you into all truth.
他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is the point.
弟兄姊妹们,
the Christian life is not a self-guided tour.
基督徒的生活不是一个自己来导引的一个路。
Yeah, I know you may have been on some sort of self-guided tour before.
我们常常有时候要自己来引导到一个地方去玩。
But you get a brochure or a map and a car and you try to find your own way through.
我们有时候拿到一些地图或者一些小册子, 我们就按照这个顶上说的, 我们去到一个地方去游玩。
This is a self-guided tour.
这叫做自己导游的一个。
You may or may not find what you want.
你可能最终, 去了地方或者没有,
you may or may not understand what you see.
你也可能不明白你所看到的,
but it's a self-guided tour.
但是你所做的是你自己导引的。
I think a lot of people, that's their impression of the Christian life.
我们相信有些人就是这样认为基督徒应该这样生活。
I'm just supposed to get by the best way I can.
我只是要把最好的方法来用在我身上。
But this is a spirit-guided tour.
但是真正的, 基督徒的生活是由圣灵来导引。
Do you understand the difference?
你知道这个就其中的区别吗?
God's great purpose is to put the Holy Spirit in us.
神的旨意就是要把圣灵放在我们里面。
To be our teacher.
是我们的教士。
And to be our guide.
使得我们是我们的导游。
And furthermore, he shall, it says in the rest of 16, verse 13, for he shall not speak from himself.
在第16章13节后半部分讲到他不是, 凭自己说的。
But whatever he shall speak, he will announce to you what is coming.
乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
In other words, the Holy Spirit is the one who warns us.
也就是讲到圣灵来警告我们。
You know, everybody today has a GPS.
每个人现在好像都有一个这个卫星导游的一个工具。
Or maybe you don't have a GPS. I don't know what you have.
我也不知道是确实是不是有。
But a GPS warns you what's up ahead.
这个导游的这个工具呢，就会告诉你前面有什么。
If you cut the volume up, it will announce to you what is coming.
你把这个声音打大的话，你就知道他会告诉你。
The Lord Jesus said the Holy Spirit will announce to you what is coming.
主耶稣说圣灵要告诉你将来要成就的事情。
He is the divine GPS, if you let me use that illustration.
若是我要来比方的话，就是他是一个神圣的一个导游系统。
He will convict us of sin.
他可以使我们畏罪。
He will convict us of righteousness.
畏义。
He will convict us of judgment.
畏审判。
In other words, you have the eternal judge within you to discern things.
自己责备自己，使圣灵成为我们里面的一个法官。
John the Apostle calls him the unction. John the Apostle calls him the unction from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's the unction.
使徒保罗讲到圣灵是有特别的作用。
He is also called the seal of God.
他是神的这个是一个
The Holy Spirit is the seal of God.
他是印。
Now you know what a seal is.
是印。
This is a seal that cannot be broken.
它是一个神的印，不能够被
揭开。I don't mean a seal like an animal. You know, they're, I don't mean that kind of seal. I mean a seal from God.
是从神而来的印。
It's a seal that can never be broken, brothers and sisters.
这个印是没有办法把它破坏的。
The Bible says you are sealed with the Holy Spirit until the day of Jesus Christ.
圣经讲到你是用圣灵做了在你身上做了印记，只等到耶稣基督的日子。
That's the inner hand.
这就是里面的手的工作。
Working inside of us.
是在我们里面做工。
Making us.
是在我们里面改变我们。
Conforming us.
是在里面让我们能够磨成。
To the image of the Lord Jesus Christ.
磨成神儿子耶稣基督的形象。
Brothers and sisters, this is the story of the potter.
弟兄姊妹，这就是窑匠的故事。
He has given you the unlimited resources.
神已经给了我们这个充满着各种的预备
of God himself
就是神自己
to live inside of you
就是在我们里面活着
Can you imagine a greater privilege
这实在是一个何等大的
I cannot think of anything more great than that
我没有办法想象比这更大的事
I remember when I got my master's degree
我得到这个硕士学位的时候
I was an engineer, so I had to study, take some electives. I studied economics.
在选修课当中呢，选到经济学。
Or up here in New Jersey, it may be economics. I'm not sure which it is.
在这个新泽西可能讲的是经济学，口音不一样。
And the only thing I remember about that course is one thing.
我只记得一件事情。
Economics or economics.
不管是经济学还是经济学
The whole definition of it is simple.
所有的定义呢是非常简单的
It's how nations deal with limited resources.
就是讲到一个国家如何来面对有限的资源
Now none of you business people be offended by an ignorant engineer, please.
你不需要嘲笑我是作为这个工程师懂得的这个经济学
But that's the whole definition
但是我知道这是一个
of economics
经济的定义就是这样经济学的定义
But God thinks otherwise
但是神不是这样讲
He gives unlimited resources
他却给我们没有限量的资源
Can you imagine
你可以想象吗
Is there any reason we can't be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus?
我们有没有理由说我们没有办法磨成他儿子的形象
He gives unlimited resources.
他给我们没有穷尽的资源
Even God the Holy Spirit.
给了我们是三而一的神圣灵。
This is the inner hand.
这就是里面的手。
Now there's two warnings I need to give you.
有两个警告我要需要给大家讲。
This is the part you may not like.
这部分你可能不喜欢。
But the Word of God tells us two warnings about the Holy Spirit.
但是神的话有这样警告我们。
In Ephesians 4:30, it tells us this.
在以弗所书四章三十节这样讲。
And it says, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you have been sealed for the day of redemption."
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记。等候得赎的日子到来。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
Now you can only grieve a person.
你只能使你可以使人担忧。
I was saved in the charismatic movement.
我是在一个运动之中得救的。
And we always talked about the Holy Spirit.
在那个运动中呢，我们常常讲的圣灵。
That was our whole theme, the Holy Spirit.
在整个的运动中主题就是讲到圣灵。
But the Holy Spirit was a power.
那个时候讲到圣灵呢是一个能力。
The Holy Spirit's not just a power.
但是圣灵不只是能力。
The Holy Spirit's a person.
圣灵是一位。
And brothers and sisters, we can prevent the Holy Spirit from conforming us to the image of the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们可能拦阻圣灵在我们做成神的工作。
You can grieve the Holy Spirit.
可以使圣灵担忧。
By what you do and by what you say and by the way you act.
或者是你说的、你做的或者你的反应。
You can alienate the Holy Spirit.
你可以使圣灵觉得非常的担忧。
The Holy Spirit's the ultimate gentleman.
圣灵实在是非常的温柔。
If you grieve him, he'll fall silent.
圣灵若是被这个担忧的话，那他就会沉默。
But if you allow him,
但是若是你使得圣灵，
he will conform you to the image of the Lord Jesus.
做工就可以使你成为神儿子的形象。
The second warning is this.
第二个的警告是这样。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 19.
在帖塞罗尼迦前书第五章第十九节。
Quench not the Spirit.
也不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Not only can we grieve the Holy Spirit, but we can quench the Holy Spirit.
我们不仅能够使圣灵担忧，我们有时候也可以消灭圣灵的感动。
You know, sometimes we act like children.
有时候我们和孩子们在一起。
We'll say, "I'm not listening to you. I'm not listening to you."
有时候会这样讲，我们不听你的，我们不听你的。
We can quench the Holy Spirit.
我们也可以使圣灵的感动消灭。
And when he can't speak.
当他不圣灵不能讲话的时候
，He cannot conform us to the image of the Lord Jesus.
他就不能做成神要让他做的工作。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，This is the inner hand.
这就是我们里面的说到里面的手。
This is the potter's inner hand.
这是窑匠里面的手。
Now the final thing we want to say this afternoon.
最后我们下午要讲的是
，Is we are conformed by the cross.
我们是借着十字架来被改变成他儿子的形象。
You remember in that story how the vessel, the clay, marred in his hand?
我们刚才读的耶利米书讲到在神的在窑匠的手中器皿做坏了。
As I prayed about this and said, Lord, what does this mean?
我祷告的时候我就问主这是什么意思。
The only thing that would come to me is this clay was unyielding.
我所想到的就是这个泥不听话。
This clay wouldn't submit.
这个泥就不能很柔软。
And it failed because it chose its own stiff way.
这个泥选择一种方法。
It says of the people of the Old Testament that they were stiff-necked people.
是讲到像旧约中讲到的神的百姓硬着颈项。
I don't think we ought to just pick on Jews.
我们不应该只是讲到这些犹太人。
I think there are a lot of us stiff-necked Christians.
我们也可以讲到我们信主的基督徒也很多是硬着颈项。
And we mar in his hand.
我们就在他手中就做坏了。
This to me speaks of nothing more.Than the cross.
这对我来说就讲到十字架的工作。
The only other time in the scripture this word conformed is used is this.
在这个磨成 的这个字在另一个地方出现的地方。
Philippians 3:10
是在腓立比书第三章第十节。
To know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Now what is his death?
什么是他的死呢？
His death is the death of the cross.
他的死就是十字架上的死。
And when we refuse the cross in our life,
当我们在我们的生活中不愿意接受十字架，
we mar in his hand.
我们就在他手中做坏。
Unwilling to yield.
我们不愿意顺服的时候。
Unwilling to surrender.
我们不愿意把我们自己交给主的时候。
Unwilling to let him do his work.
我们不让神在我们身上做工的时候。
Now, I don't know what you think of when I say the cross.
我不知道当我说到十字架的时候你怎么想。
The cross has three aspects.
十字架讲到三个方面。
There is the substitutionary death of our Lord Jesus.
讲到十字架上主耶稣为我们担当的。
It is the vicarious suffering of the Lord Jesus.
是讲到主耶稣担去替代我们的罪在十字架上。
He suffered on the cross alone for our sin.
他自己在十字架上受死代替我们的罪。
He bore them in his body on the tree, the word of God says.
他把他的身体挂在木头上。
That's the substitutionary death.
这是要替代我们的这个死。
The second aspect of the cross is the inclusive death of the Lord Jesus.
是讲第二方面是讲到在十字架上他包括一切的这个死。
We discover that in Romans chapter 6.
在罗马书第六章。
Are you ignorant, brethren, as many of you as have been baptized unto the death of the Lord Jesus?
那里讲到你岂不知我们这受尽归入基督耶稣的人是受尽归入他的死吗？
Galatians 2:20 says we have been crucified with Christ.
加拉太书二章二十节讲到我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
When he died on the cross, included in that death was the old man we read in Romans chapter 6.
当耶稣死在十字架上的时候他把我们也让我们一同和他死在十字架。
But there is a third aspect of the cross.
但是也有第三方面十字架讲到的。
And that is the subjective experience of bearing our cross every day.
就是讲到我们主观上来担当我们自己的十字架来跟随主。
The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 10 verse 38,
马太福音十章38节这样讲。
And he who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me.
不背着他的十字架跟从我的就不配做我的门徒。
In Luke 14:27 he said this,
在路加福音十四章第二十四。
And whosoever does not carry his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
不背着他的十字架跟从我的就不配成为我的门徒。
The true mark of the Christian is the cross.
我们基督徒的真正的一个标记就是十字架。
Paul said, I boast in the cross.
保罗说我以基督的十字架夸口。
Through it the world is crucified to me and I am crucified to the world.
就着十字架世界就着十字架我已经被钉在十字架上。
Brothers and sisters, I think many of us never learn what it means to take up the cross.
我想我们很多人还没有学到这样的功课什么叫做背起我们自己的十字架。
This has nothing to do with your salvation.
这和你得救没有关系。
At least eternal life, that is.
是讲到我们永生的。
But it has everything to do with your being conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus.
但是就着我们磨成神儿子的形象是切切有关。
Unless you're willing to take up your cross and follow him, you cannot be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus.
除非你背起自己的十字架跟从主，你就没有办法被磨成神儿子的形象。
That's the reason we can mar in his hand.
这也是为什么我们可能在他手中被做坏。
Brothers and sisters, how we need to learn the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，我们何等的需要来了解十字架。
Now my 90 minutes is almost up.
我的90分钟已经差不多。
I'm trying to obey my host. He every time tells me 90 minutes.
朱弟兄讲到我可以用90分钟的时间。
Unless we know the cross,
除非我们真正知道十字架。
Unless our subjective experience is that we take up our cross and follow him,
除非我们主观的经历当中是我们背起自己的十字架跟随主。
Likeness produced is impossible.
我们要成就这样基督的把我们做成基督的形象是不可能的。
Here is the simple explanation of the cross.
我们可以简单这样来解释十字架。
The cross just simply means not I, but Christ.
十字架简单的讲就是不是我而
是基督。That's all it means.
这就是所有的意义的所在。
Not I, but Christ.
不是我而是基督。
I think it means what John the Baptist said.
也是是使约翰所讲的。
When he said, he must increase, I must decrease.
他讲他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Brothers and sisters, this is a voluntary submission to the Lord Jesus, but it is the secret of being conformed to his image.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到我们自愿的把我们自己完全交在主的手中，这也是我们能够磨成神儿子形象的秘诀。
If we don't know the cross,
若是我们不知道基督，
in our daily experiences,
在我们的日常的生活中，
and take up the cross,
不能够拿起我们自己的十字架来跟
随 and follow him,
来跟随主
we will mar in his hand.
我们神就不能够在我们身上做成他的工。
But praise God, there's more to this story in Jeremiah 18.
我们感谢主在耶利米书十八章不仅如此。
It says, even though it marred in his hand,
他讲,
he made it again.
他讲到在他手中做坏的他 用这个泥
He made it again.
他又开始做他的工作。
Another vessel.
另一个器皿。
As he was pleased with.
是他所看的看为好的。
Brothers and sisters, this tells me one thing.
这就告诉我一件事。
He never gives up on
神,
us.
神永远不放弃我们。
Now you may give up on me.
有时候我们互相会放弃。
As a matter of fact,The brother that's closest to me one time gave up on me before I became a Christian.
有一个弟兄在我信主之前他就把我放弃了。
My dearest brother, Jerry Amon in Richmond.
在 Richmond 那边有一个我的很亲爱的弟兄叫 Jeremiah, 放弃了我。
He gave up on me.
他把我放弃了。
He came to me and he told me some of the gospel story. It worked.
那时候呢，他在工作中呢就
向我传福音。And I said, I can't believe that story.
我就那时候就说我不相信。
It's written by man. It contradicts itself.
我说那是人写的，是互相矛盾的。
I had no idea I'd be standing here preaching one day.
我当时是不知道我今天可以站在这里向大家讲道。
But like any good Baptist, he gave up on me.
我很多人放弃了我。
He shook the dust off his feet.
就把这个鞋子上的尘土剁掉。
And he walked away.
他就离开了。
You may give up on me.
你也可能会放弃我。
God never gives up on me.
但是神永远不会放弃我。
You may give up on your brother and sister.
你也可能会放弃你的弟兄姊妹。
But the Lord never gives up.
但是神永远不放弃我。
Though it mar in his hand,
虽然他在他手中做坏了。
He doesn't throw it away and says it's of no use to me.
他没有把这个泥丢在一边说没有用处。
He remakes it.
他又开始他的工作。
According to his good pleasure.
是他借着他自己的心意来做。
To me, this is the story of Jeremiah 18.
对我来说，这就是耶利米书十八章讲的故事。
This is how we are conformed to his image.
这就是我们如何能磨成他儿子的形象。
This is likeness produced.
这是讲到我们磨成他形象的成就。
The divine potter's producing a work.
是那个神圣的陶匠要做他的工。
And he uses the outer hand of loving pressure.
他用他外面的手温柔的来做成
our circumstances
用到我们的环境
to conform us to his image
likeness.
At the same time, the Holy Spirit is in us.
同时, 圣灵也在我们的里面,
that supporting hand.
那个可以支撑我们的手,
that one that has taken up the mission to see that the work gets done.
那个承受神给他的旨意,
conforming us to the image of the Lord Jesus.
在里面把我们磨成神儿子的形象,
and then finally, there's something we need to do.
另一方面, 最后的时候我们要做的事情,
all you can do is this.
我们所能做的只是这样,
yield yourself to God.
就是把我们完全地交在神的主权中。
That's what Romans 6 says.
这就是罗马书第六章所讲。
Yield yourself to righteousness, therefore.
就是要顺服, 神的义,
take up your cross.
来背起我们的十字架,
and follow Him.
来跟随主。
And even if you should fail and stiffen along the way,
若是我们因着景象而失败的时候,
take encouragement from this.
我们也应该受到勉励,
He never gives up.
他永远不放弃我们。
It is His predetermined purpose.
这是他在创世以前就已经定义的。
That you would be conformed to the image of His Son.
就是预先要定下我们要成为他儿子的模样。
Shall we pray?
我们一同祷告。
Lord, we just offer this word to you.
主，我们把这些话都交到你的手中。
We pray somehow the Holy Spirit would make it real and living.
主，我们求圣灵使这些话能够成为活的话语。
We pray you would breathe upon it.
我们求你把你的气吹在这些话上。
And what is of you would remain.
这些所有你所要做成的。
And what is not of you, you would blow away.
那些属于你的你就做成, 不属于你的你就拿去。
And we pray you would be able to produce in us your likeness.
我们祷告你可以在我们里面做工, 使得我们能成为你的形象。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣,
print your image deep in our heart.
把你自己的形象深深的
That is our prayer. In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.